There's someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me. Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio to laugh. I'm too alone to be proud, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. People come, people go. Some grow young, some grow cold. Let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's head on down the road. There's somewhere I gotta go, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels.
That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing You Don't Know How It Feels here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. This is, I'm John Troy, and this is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. We listen to songs from the point of view of a musician. I'm a professional musician, and that's the way I look at things, and I talk about it from that angle. I also go off on tangents about whatever the theme of the week is, and this week, this Sunday, the theme for the hour is songs, titles that say, you don't know. You don't know whatever it is. That one was, you don't know how it feels. And that was pretty well laid out in terms of the rhythm, in terms of the time. It's 4-4 time. Now remember, if you've been listening to the podcasts, you know that 4/4 time is four beats to a measure, and a quarter note gets one beat. So 1, 2, 3, 4 was the tempo for that last song. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are downbeats. Now the upbeats are called, when a musician talks about the upbeat, he calls the upbeat an and. So you would count it. If you divvied it up into 8 notes, which that's including the downbeat and the upbeat is between, they alternate, so the upbeats are between the downbeats, and they're called and. So 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how that goes. So those are 8th notes. 1, 2, 3, 4 are quarter notes, all downbeats. And the 8 notes are and, 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 8 beats now. So it was really laid out very clearly by the drummer in that song, because he's given you the 2 8 notes on the bass drum, boom, boom, whack. And then boom, boom, smack, he hits the snare. So it's boom, boom, bang, boom, boom, bang, boom, boom, whack, boom, boom, whack. That's 1 and 2, 3 and 4. 1 and 2, very simple. And Tom Petty is a genius for simplicity. All his songs have a beautiful simplicity. He's a very, very good songwriter, in my opinion. That's French, baby. Yeah. Okay, so let's move along to this next one by Nancy Wilson. It's called You Don't Know How Glad I Am. This came out in 1964. Oh, that last song, Tom Petty, that came out in 1994. That was 20 years ago. Really? Lord have mercy. Well, this is, 50 years ago, 1964. 50 years. Nancy Wilson, and I remember. You Don't Know How Glad I Am. Now, this song, I remember this song very well. You know, I was 14 when it came out, and this song is very, it's I always regarded this song. I've always liked this song. I've known it for a long time. It's a familiar song to me. And it's very simple. It sounds very simple to me. But when I prepare for this show, I listen to it. I listen to these songs closely on the headphones, on the cans, as we call them. And man, this song is deeper than I realized. The piano and guitar are both, the piano is arpeggiating. They're playing arpeggios. I've discussed that before. I don't want to get into it now. The guitar is doing this strum, and they're playing in 6/8 time. So it's doom 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 pa doom doom boom doom doom pa doom doom boom doom doom pa doom doom boom doom doom pa doom doom boom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the snare is hitting on that beat. But the drummer, mixed way back, he's riding on the ride cymbal, and he's playing in a 4 feel, which I never really heard before. So it's dun 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 dun, and the drummer's going dun dun dang dun 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 dang dun dun dang dun 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 dang. Very cool. So you got the 3 against the 4 feel, which you know if you listen to the song that I'm crazy about. At the end on the vamp, he's sticking in these little shots way in the background. It's like dun 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 dun. Very cool. And he's using rim shots. And this, it's a very neatly, a very standard way it's laid out. You got the verse, chorus, bridge, verse, chorus, and then the vamp. It's very simply laid out. But there's real depth to the feel. Now, what is a verse? Well, the verse here, listen, the verse is the part that goes, my love has no beginning, my love has no end. Da 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 da. That's the verse. Then the chorus, and you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. That's the chorus, okay? Then she does it again. Da 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 da. That's the verse. And then the chorus, and you don't know, you don't know. The chorus is also called the hook, all right? And then, I wish I was a poet. Now, see, that's different. That's not a verse or a chorus. It's different. That's called the bridge. The bridge is a departure from the rest of the song. Okay? And then after the bridge, she comes back with another verse. Da 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 da. And then a chorus. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. All right? So let's listen to how Nancy Wilson puts it together, singing You Don't Know How Glad I Am here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
My love has no beginning, my love has no end. No front or back, and my love won't bend. I'm in the middle, lost in a spin, loving you. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. My love has no bottom, my love has no top. My love won't rise and my love won't drop. I'm in the middle and I can't stop loving you. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. I wish I were a poet so I could express what I'd like to say. I wish I were an artist so I could paint a picture of how. There's no walls on either side that makes my love whiter than wine. I'm in the middle and I can't hide loving you. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. How glad I am. How glad I am.
That's what he's doing. That's what that guy's doing way back there. Isn't that far out? That's Nancy Wilson doing You Don't Know How Glad I Am here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. We're listening to the songs that have You Don't Know in the title. This next one is by Sam and Dave, the great Sam and Dave. 1965, they put out this song called You Don't Know Like I Know. The drummer is hitting on every quarter note on this. Usually the drummer hits on the 2 and 4. This one he's hitting on every downbeat. And this one, instead of verse chorus, they go chorus verse. They hit you with the chorus right off the bat. They come in with the chorus. So you know, they want to get the hook in early. All right? So they get the chorus in and then the verse. Then the chorus again, then another verse, then an interlude. Then it's a switch. They come out of the interlude with the verse. And then they end with the chorus. So they start and end with the chorus. Sam and Dave doing You Don't Know Like I Know here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
I love you.
That's Sam and Dave doing You Don't Know Like I Know here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Now on the chorus, all through the song, the drummer's just hitting every quarter note. Banka, banta, boom, dum, bum, bum, dum, banka, dum, bum, bum. But on the chorus, you could the 2-4 is still coming through with the tambourine. Somebody was hitting the tambourine on the 2 and 4 there. All right, this next song is called You Don't Know What Love Is. You Don't Know What Love is a popular song of the Great American Songbook. Well, what is the Great American Songbook? The Great American Songbook is a term used to denote the canon of the most important and most influential American popular songs of the 20th century, principally from Broadway theater, musical theater, and Hollywood musical film. Written from the 20s to the 50s, they include hundreds of songs of enduring popularity. And this song, called You Don't Know What Love Is, was written by Don Rae and Gene DePaul for an Abbott and Costello picture called Keep 'Em Flying, in which it was sung by Carol Bruce. But the number was deleted prior to its release, which is understandable when you hear the song and think of Abbott and Costello. From such curious beginnings as an outtake in an A picture, no one could have predicted that in later years the song would emerge as a masterpiece, a jazz standard to be recorded several hundreds of times, starting when Miles Davis and other jazz musicians began recording and playing the song in the 50s. I'm going to play two notable recordings. The first one was by Chet Baker, who was a trumpet player. And he was singing to himself once, and somebody said, "Man, you got a nice voice." So he put out this album called Chet Baker Sings. Like, who knew? And the first time through this song, there's just a vocal accompanied by piano. Then, on the instrumental, in comes the bass and drums, and Baker plays a trumpet solo. Then at the end, they bring it back to just piano and vocal again. Let's listen to Chet Baker sing his 1955 release, You Don't Know What Love Is, here on KX93.5. Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues. Until you've loved a love you've had to lose, you don't know. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you've flipped your heart and you have lost, you don't know. Do you know how a lost heart fears the thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know. Thank you. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you've faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, how could you know what love is? What love is? What love is?
Love is. Yeah, that's Chet Baker singing You Don't Know What Love Is here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. He ends on a major 7. There he ends. His last note is one half step below the key of the song. Love is very cool. Now, if you've listened to, or if you're a fan of this show, you know that I like to play different versions of the same song. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to move ahead almost 50 years to 2001 to listen to Kurt Elling, the singer, do the same song, same instrumentation. The drummer's using brushes. And I like both of these very much. I think this is just a brilliant song, a great piece of songwriting. I think it belongs in the Great American Songbook. And I think Kurt Elling's treatment of it is really very good. I hope you like it. Well, I think you will. This is Kurt Elling doing You Don't Know What Love Is here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know until you kissed and had to pay the cost, until you flipped your heart and you have lost. How can you know what love is? Do you know how heart feels the thought of reminiscing? How lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? How hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, how can you know? lost heart fears. The thought of reminiscing and how lives the taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. Our hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, how can you know? How can you know? How can you know, my friend, what love is? How can you know what love is? Love is what love. What love is, yeah.
Man, I think that's pretty good. I don't know about you. That's Kurt Elling doing You Don't Know What Love Is here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Now we're going to listen to Mark Knopfler. I'll stop for a second, and before we play, listen to Mark, to remind you that this is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack you're listening to. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy. Now, we're listening to songs that have You Don't Know in the title. Mark Knopfler does this one called You Don't Know You're Born. This is a gorgeous production. The guitar solo has got, some kind of effect on it, a phase shifter or something. You know, and it sounds like water. Just beautiful music, I think. Let's listen to Mark Knopfler do You Don't Know You're Born here on KX93.5. Laguna's only FM. Listen.
You don't know your bones. and so weary in your heart all torn, and you don't know, you don't know you're born.
Is Mark Knopfler doing You Don't Know You're Born here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Hi, I'm John Troy, and we're listening to songs with the You Don't Know in the title. All right, this next one is by George Strait, a country singer. This current issue of Rolling Stone that just came out is the country music issue. And I was reading it, and one of the things they were talking about was that... country music fans, they like their lyrics to be literal. They tell a story, either express a simple sentiment, or tell a story. Don't leave it open to interpretation. You won't find that in country music. I thought about that. I thought, I think that sounds right. You know, they take some like "Wind Cries Mary." You know, after all the jacks are up in their boxes and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down street, footloose, dressed in red, and the wind cries Mary, whispers Mary. Now, some country fan would probably go, "What in the Sam Hill is that young man talking about?" You know, and I couldn't really tell him. They like to just tell the story. Just, we don't have to think about it. Just tell us a story. And that's exactly what this song does. And it's an interesting story, and it has a ring of truth to it. This is George Strait doing You Don't Know What You're Missing here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Sitting at the bar, I overheard a couple guys. One was complaining about his life and his wife and everyday things. Said his kids were getting big and getting hard to handle. The other guy was sipping whiskey, wasn't saying a thing. The first guy kept on talking what seemed like forever. Said, "I never have money or time. like I used to. He went on and on till a second guy finally sat down his whiskey. Looked him straight in the eye and said, lucky you. You don't know what it feels like living this lonely. You don't know what it sounds like when nobody's home. You don't know what you're missing till it's gone. Second guy said, I used to have all of your problems, but hindsight's 20/20 and a fool is blind. So please excuse me if I have to end our conversation. And forgive me if I can't empathize. You don't know what it feels like living this lonely. You don't know what it sounds like when nobody's home. You've been talking and man, I've been doing some listening. Don't know what you're missing till it's gone. You don't know what you're missing till it's gone.
You don't know what you're missing till it's gone. That's George Strait doing You Don't Know What You're Missing here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I am in Laguna Beach, California. I'm looking out at the Pacific Coast Highway, and there's some traffic on it right about now. It's kind of busy, unusual. Usually it's a little more quiet this time of night. I have the broad Pacific behind me, and I'm looking at the stalwart figure of Meeks, who's coming on with his show after mine in just about a quarter of an hour. Big sonic experience, so you're going to want to stick around for that. All right. That last song was very nice. Had a pedal steel on the interlude. Excuse me. The pedal steel is that, that's that, that instrument that is, it sits, it stands on four legs, and the player sits at it, and he has pedals that he manipulates with both his feet, and he picks with one hand with finger picks. Those are picks that attach onto your fingers, and he moves this bar up or down. So he slides up and down on these strings, and it's an instrument that takes an awful lot of attention, a lot of focus, and it's funny to see. These players, you see players going and like it's really cooking along and everybody's moving around and putting on a show, and the guitar player's jumping up and down, the drummer's moving, and the bass player's rocking, and the lead guy's swinging around with his guitar and working up the crowd. And the pedal steel player is always standing as still. Sitting as still as a statue. Just those fingers are going. And you can see his mouth working like he's trying to keep a cat in a bag. He can't afford to do any extra movement to play that thing. Okay. Ray Charles, the great soul singer, said, you know, I like country music. I'm going to do country also. And so guess what? He did this one that done already by Jerry Vale and Eddie Arnold in 1956, but the best known version, and it's number 7 on the Rolling Stone Greatest Country Songs of All Time, is You Don't Know Me. He does a verse and then an unresolved chorus. The first chorus that comes around doesn't really resolve musically. It ends on the 3, the 6, the 2, and the 5. Then it is a verse again, then a regular resolved chorus, then the bridge, verse, chorus. The first half of the bridge is sung by his backup singers, the white people, and then the second half by Ray Charles. And then on the 5 of the last chord of the turnaround chord, which is the 5, which is 5 up from 1, which is the key. And of all these numbers I'm throwing at you, if you listen to a previous podcast, you'll get a better idea. I hate repeating myself, sorry. The last chord is a 5 chord of the bridge, and that's when they modulate. Remember what modulate is? It's when they move up or down, but usually up. And on the 5 chord, he moves up 1/2 a tone. And they start, and it gives the song a little lift there for the last part of the song. It has a verse, a chorus, and then a retard, not retard, retard, R-I-T-A-R-D. It's Italian or French, I don't know, but it's a musical term for slowing down. He slows down, loses time for a second, and then he goes back into time for the outro. So let's listen to Ray Charles do this classic country song, You Don't Know Me, here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night. Longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. 'Cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love. Though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. That you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
Ray Charles doing You Don't Know Me here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy, and this program is called John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. All right, we're listening to songs that have You Don't Know in the title. And this next one was a big hit for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And you listen to it and you go, wait a second, that lead singer sounds like Teddy Pendergrass. Well, you're right. It is Teddy Pendergrass. He was the lead vocalist with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes before he struck out on his own. He was a very aggressive singer, and he had a sort of a masculine voice and a growly voice, and he was very aggressive. I think Richard Pryor did one of his little bits was the way he sang, he'd just scare women into bed with him. And what's beautiful about this song is a goose bumper because the chorus, the background are so beautiful and so sweet. And you have Pendergrass's aggressive, raspy, masculine attack going over that. It's a wonderful contrast, you know, as opposed to like Otis Redding, where everything was aggressive and masculine, or the Stylistics, where everything was sweet. With this, you had the sweet and the sour, if you will, together, and it really worked really, really so well. This song, they hit you with the chorus right off the top. If you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know me. And like I said, this is goosebump material, a great song. This is Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes singing If You Don't Know Me By Now with Teddy Pendergrass singing the lead vocal here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue, fuss and fight.
If you don't know now, you will never know me.
Oh, hey.
If you don't know me, baby.
Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
You will never know me.
Hey, hey.
You
hey, hey.
Sounds like an elephant stepped on his foot. That's Teddy Pendergrass singing with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, singing If You Don't Know Be By Now, here on KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and you've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. This is the You Don't Know edition. I'm going to go out with, if you want to find me, you can go on Facebook. I'm look for John Troy Music. And sign up for my mailing list to see where I'm playing. Now, if you're listening, we're going to go out with a song that I wrote and performed with David Brown called You Don't Know What You're Doing. And if you're listening to the podcast, it's going to fade out. If you go, hey, man, I want to hear the rest of that and buy it. Which you can do if you write to me on Facebook, John Troy Music. If you want to hear the whole song, you can go to the podcast from April 7th called Pick Your Poison. It comes on at about 48 minutes and 50 seconds. You can hear the whole thing there. All right, so thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Meeks and Big Sonic Entertainment. Right?
Experience,
sorry. Big Sonic Experience. And thanks a lot for listening. And focus on your breathing. This is John Troy and David Brown doing You Don't Know What You're Doing here on KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.